Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to.
What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if the American people learned the truth?
The FBI has foiled about 17 plots to kill Americans during the past 10 years. What it will not tell you is that there have been 20 foiled plots and of them, three were interrupted by members of the public. The 17 that were interrupted by the feds were created by the feds. Why do we pay the government to trick us into believing it is keeping us safe? What if a government that manipulated us could be fired? What if a government that lacked the true and knowing consent of the governed could be dismissed? What if it were possible to have a real game changer? What if we need a Ron Paul to preserve and protect our freedoms from the government? What if we can make elections matter again? What if you could love your country but hate what the government has done to it? What if sometimes, to love your country, you had to alter or abolish the government? What if Jefferson was right? What if that government is best which governs least? What if I'm right? What if the government is wrong? What if it is dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? What if it is better to perish fighting for freedom than to live as a slave? What if freedom's greatest hour of danger is now?
It's critical that every citizen of this country rise up and do something, because the day of reckoning is at hand and time is running out.
Unless we do something, we're going to get the government that we deserve.
How did you let this happen? Wake up out there. You know, it's your children. Don't you care? Look what these people are doing to you.
There are 200 million adults in this country. Why we are letting them get away with what they are, why we're not marching in the streets.
Do everything in your power to restore freedom and your individuality back to America. Stop being a country run by the institutions for the institutions. Let's go back to we the people, by the people, for the people.
You have to stop being scared. You have to stand up and do what's necessary to take back, to stop these bankers, these elite, this government full of lies, congressmen full of liars.
And the Federal Reserve. And the fractional banking system.
And the Fed.
Elect Ron Paul. And the war.
People should not be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You, the people, have the power. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, let us all unite!
All right, everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're on Blog Talk Radio, live, 100% live, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina, 6:08 p.m. on the East Coast. Hope everybody's doing okay tonight and well. As we know, last night's show was a botch job. I was on for about 10 minutes, explained to everyone what had happened. Obviously, the past 30 days have been a mess here on Blog Talk. Last night was actually my fault. I shouldn't have scheduled the show and tried to cram everything so fast. But then again, you know, when you should not have a problem relying on other people, your fellow man. However, we all know it's difficult and hard to rely on people today. What we get is lies, procrastination, people can't tell the truth. And we all know when you tell a lie, you got to tell another lie to cover up that lie. And then you got to tell another lie to cover up that lie. Next thing you know, you forgot what lie you told, and then you're caught. And then you're lying again. And most people won't still admit the truth. But anyway, we all know I was on vacation. I don't wish to give out my destination or where I stayed. That's nobody's business but mine, because there are a lot of whack jobs out there. We saw that before I went on vacation, with tension my show was getting. And I'm not going to blame my vacation for now that the people that I don't have tuning in, I see the call The call numbers are down tonight, but this is not my regular night, Monday night. But I wanted to do a show. I didn't want to wait all the way until Thursday. I wanted to get a show archived tonight. I invited a lot of people to come on. I got a lot of promises of people who were going to check in with me tonight. So far, they have not checked in with me. I've got several people on the phone line tonight. So thanks for listening, those of you, and several of my supporters, too. Joe in Sebastian, Florida, I know you're listening. I patched you through. Mike out in Wisconsin, Joe in Meriden, Elizabeth Rondo, Bridget in Reidsville. I've got my friend Brad there in Summerfield listening. He's unable to call in. He listens over the internet. He sent me a message. He's listening right now. I've got Stephen and Eden listening, and supposedly Peter, who's traveling across the country, Dr. Peter Ventura, who's traveling all around the United States like he always does. I think he spends more time on the highway than he does in his house. He's supposed to be checking in with us tonight, and my friend Red from Guilford, Connecticut, is supposed to be checking in with me tonight. He promised he will check in this week, so he's going to be listening sometime tonight. Hopefully he checks in. That would be great. And those of you who've been a longtime supporter of this program, you know Red was a guest at one time on this program, and he's also a supporter of the program. So hopefully he checks in tonight. And I've already got a caller already, one of my supporters who wants to touch base with me tonight already. So I'll go ahead and postpone my introduction and see what usually my supporter here usually doesn't press one right away. But I'm going to go ahead and see what's on his mind here real quick. And I need to check my emails too, because I'm trying to patch through a guest here who I was supposed to be having a conversation with tonight about Black Lives Matters. Which that was a heated topic that I had gotten into before I went on vacation, but I don't see his number here. So hopefully he'll come on. But like I said, this is not a regular night. But Mike out in Wisconsin, hey, what's going on?
Hey, good evening. Good evening, Joe and everybody. You know, Joe, one thing we have not talked about, and if you do have a couple minutes, maybe it might interest people that, you know, we have the election coming up, of course, in 90 days. And it seems like there's a double standard going on. One candidate can lie and break the law and, you know, all different kinds of things that are shady and everything else. And the other one, all they want to do is find things wrong with him. So, you know, of course he doesn't win. And I just don't understand. You know, people are judged by their performance or past performance. And if we want to judge Hillary Clinton on her past performance, you know, I hope a school teacher ain't going to grade her, because she's going to get an F. Because, you know, she really has not done a very good job. And No,
and her husband did not do a good job either. He got impeached, for God's sake. He's a rapist. Hillary Clinton, we get all these women out there saying we need a woman as president, but Hillary Clinton, who is best friends with the kings of Saudi Arabia, and their government there whips women for not wearing their scarf around their neck. They throw gays off of rooftops because they're gay. So this is people that the Clintons are in bed with. And like you said, you know, you should be judged on your past experience. And Donald Trump is a businessman. He has created many large businesses and companies that have become successful around the country. And look, he's a self-made billionaire. Why wouldn't you want someone who's not a politician, who is self-made, who is a billionaire, who has that experience to, because we all know the United States basically is not a government anymore. It's a corporation. We're a business, and everyone's worried about the economy. Listen, we all know the most important thing out there today is money. We all have to have money to do the things we want to do. Even though money's fake, blah, 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 we've already gone over that a million times. Most people just still don't get it. But anyway, those green pieces of paper you put in your pocket, you people love. They kill for it. They steal for it. They die for it. So why wouldn't you want a man in the office, in that White House, in the White House there, who is successful at making money, who promises he's going to help us make money? Why wouldn't we want that? Is that your point, Mike?
Exactly. I would actually love to have someone call in and defend why they would vote for Hillary. What she has done to you know, put a feather in her cap. And
well, that's a good question to pose to people, Mike. That's a great question to pose. And I've got four more callers on the line right now who want to call in and maybe answer that question. And I'm hoping the individual from the other Blog Talk Network will uphold my challenge. He promised me he was going to call in, and we were going to discuss the Black Lives Matter movement and several other issues. And this was from Radio Jihad. And let me see, I'm going to check before I get to my other callers, I will get to you. Everyone knows I always get to you. The Wiley Show. And he sent me an email, and he says, okay, tomorrow at 6 p.m., I will be there. And that was meaning tonight. And so far, he's not shown up. Why? I don't know. Of course, I've got Sue calling me on my personal phone right now. We know who Sue is. Why she's doing that, I don't know. She knows I'm broadcasting. I can't stand that. I'm going to stop giving my personal phone number out to everybody, because you got to be a complete idiot to call me on my phone while I'm broadcasting live. Anyway, okay, Mike. I got to get to some callers here.
I would even love to have Tone come on and defend somebody, because I know he's voting for her, you know?
I haven't heard from Tone lately. I don't know if he's checking in or not. I don't know. I haven't heard from him in a while, actually. But I've got to get to another caller here real quick, because he's been waiting for 20 minutes now. So, and then I've got two other callers. That one of them might be Tone. I think I remember his number, so he might be there. But I'm going to go ahead and connect my one of my supporters who's been waiting a while too, Mike. Joe and Meriden, go ahead.
Good evening, fine fellow.
And I've got Sue, and also Sue is finally on the line also tonight. So Sue, you were calling me on my personal phone. I was just cussing you out there, because I'm live on the air, so it was beeping through my ear. But hang on, Sue, I will get to you, I promise. Joe, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I'm calling in so that I can make Mike happy. I'll defend Hillary, and I'll also defend that thing we got in the White House. So what the heck's his name? Oh, I'll never forget. What's his name? Yeah, that guy there. Yeah, you know, when you're a psychopath and you actually believe your own lies, you know, they actually think they're telling the truth. They could probably pass lie detector test. They don't know what they're doing. When they charge $200,000 a plate for a meal, I mean, come on, who in their right mind is doing that? If their goal isn't at least immoral in the end, let alone illegal, you know? So in their defense, I can say that they're politicians. Their mouths are moving. You can't believe a word they say. And Donald Trump, he's not a politician yet, but he's spouting what we want to hear, and that's what they all do, and that's what they've all done. Let's see what he will do.
Well, I agree, Joe. I agree. But to answer Mike's question, Mike put that challenge out there. Mike, you're still there. Ask that question one more time, because that's a good question for people to answer. Put that challenge out there. Ask that question again, Mike.
I would just like someone who is voting for Hillary to come online and tell me something
that she has accomplished that, like I said, would put a feather in her cap, and why you weren't voting for her. You know, she's jumping over all these hurdles of allegations and, you know, subpoenas and, you know, anybody else I think would do that, they would be, you know, they would be in jail, like General Petraeus. He's not in jail, but I mean, you know, he did something by accident. Nothing, anything close to what Hillary was doing. And, you know, you could say, well, I hate to say this, but, you know, she's a woman and blah, 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 blah. She, you know, she doesn't know the internet and everything else, but doesn't she have people working for her that, you know, would know that's not the right thing to do?
All right, well, Mike, you posed the question, okay, and remember, if I'm going to keep you on the line, watch your background noise or mute yourself. Have, you know, if you're going to have wind or if you're going to be watching TV or you got dishes clanging in the background, please just watch your background noise. And I'm going to go ahead and connect. I believe this is Tone, so I'm going to go ahead and connect him. We haven't heard from him in a while, and I don't know if Joe in Sebastian, Florida wants to get on the line tonight, because I patched him through, so I don't know if he's able to press one or not. And I always have a problem connecting this. Is this you, Tone, area code 206?
You got it, Joe. How you been doing, brother?
Hey, how you doing? All right. Haven't heard from you in a long time. I was on vacation.
I know. I was going to say, you and I agree on something today.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Shoot at. Go ahead. Tell me. What? I'm going to have a heart attack.
I know. I think we both agree that Sue's stupid. And, yeah, I think that we're both on the same page.
Well, I don't think. I got angry with Sue because she was calling me on my personal phone line.
I have to get to her story.
Well, Sue has been waiting patiently to air out her story. And I have to give her some time tonight. And I heard her while I was on vacation. I actually checked in with the captain, and I was listening to her speak while me and another friend, a supporter, I checked in with my supporters when I was driving across the country, and we were listening to the captain one night, but that's neither here nor there. But Tone, real quick, give us an update. What's going on? And of course, I'll keep you on if you got the time, but what's been going on with you?
Dude, honestly, just summer and vacationing like you. How was your vacation, brother?
It was pretty good. I driving up Interstate 95, the Black Lives Matter movement screwed up my drive. they stood in the middle of Interstate 95 there and held up traffic, and I happened to be going up Interstate 95 at the time this happened, and it backed up traffic about 800 miles, believe it or not.
That must have got you heated.
Well, it's just that you have a message? Stand on the side of the highway. I would have saw it. I never saw it because they blocked the police, you know, obviously arrested most of them. And they caused a disturbance, but it only made me angry. If they would have held up signs on the side of the highway, I would have saw their message. You know what I mean?
Sure. I agree.
But we're talking about Hillary too tonight, Hillary and Trump, and we know we have differences of opinion. But what Mike had to say, what's your opinion on what Mike had to say, Tone?
Honestly, Joseph, we can go in a circle over and over. I think I've gave my opinion a billion times. I was just calling up to say hi, and I think I won't jump in unless I have to. But I just feel like it's a circular argument with us.
You've given your opinion, but can you tell us what Hillary has accomplished throughout her political career that you have not told us?
Sure.
Can you give us an example?
I could give you an example between the two of why I would vote for Hillary better than the other one.
Okay.
Hillary has done that Trump has not is Hillary's held her tongue and acted like an adult.
Okay. Okay, that's your opinion. Okay, and what do you mean? Held her tongue on what? All issues, or as an individual, or as a political figure?
As a human being, Trump doesn't know when to stop. He doesn't know how to act, and he doesn't act like an adult. He acts like white trash or a child.
Okay, and I'm not picking at you here, but can you give me an example of how Donald Trump offended you as a human being? And you know, just an example, like when you see him, because obviously you don't know him personally. I mean, unless you do, you can tell me.
Sure.
But, and I don't know him personally, but can you tell me how he's offended you?
Not necessarily offended me personally, because I don't know him, like you said. But the way he talks about the American people, let's just take an example for let's just take one. The Pope, Ted Cruz, anybody that he talks bad about, Hillary. I mean, the list can go on. For me to even justify one of them would be like it's not going on. You know exactly what I'm talking about with all the different stuff that we've talked about on many different shows. That's why I'm saying it's just circular.
No, it's circular, yeah, but I know, but can you give me one example that sticks out in your mind the most that affects you negatively, you know what I mean?
Okay, women look better on their knees. The woman looks better when he quoted, she looks better on her knees. I don't think that a presidential candidate should be speaking like that out in public openly.
Okay, I agree. I agree with you there. I don't remember Trump saying that, but I'm going to take your word for it. However, so Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton as a couple with the Monica Lewinsky scandal, do you think that's similar in a way, how he disrespected women in the White House? Do you think you want that man in the White House again with his wife, Hillary?
Would you want – it's the same question for Kennedy. Kennedy, people have affairs. We're all human beings. I mean, if you act like you're not attracted to another woman, that's
No. I'm not asking you about Kennedy. I'm not asking you about Kennedy. I'm asking you about Hillary and Bill.
I know. I understand you associated it with Trump, so I'm associating it with something else. You see how the connection goes?
All right.
So you're turning around and associating Trump with Clinton. I'm associating Clinton with somebody that's a lot easier to associate with. And you're talking about somebody sleeping in the White House. Did he do something wrong? Of course. Nobody ever said he didn't. But the thing is if he came out and saying, hey, I don't really care that whore deserves this or blah, 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 blah. But it's the way you approach things. And you've heard your mother say things a thousand times.
He disrespected Tone. You know about Jennifer Flowers. I'm sure you know about that also. And of course, he disrespected Monica Lewinsky. At first, he said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. And then, 9 months later, he comes out and says, I did.
Are we talking about lying?
We're talking about disrespecting. He took advantage of a young intern. He was the commander-in-chief, an older man. He disrespected a younger woman. Sure he did. He took advantage.
No. That's never been put. Okay, now you're introducing something new. Please show me where she said she was taken advantage of. Because now that sounds basically like a molestation.
She stated it very clearly. Hillary Clinton threatened her that she was going to ruin her life. This is in her own words. Through many press interviews.
Excited?
Now you... Oh, yeah. Hillary Clinton threatened Jennifer Flowers. Listen, I've studied the Clinton history ever since you and I went around about a month ago on the show about this. And let me tell you something. Hillary and Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton has been a womanizer for many, many years.
Yeah.
And to commit adultery.
All of us.
And yes, he did take advantage of another woman because he committed adultery while he was married to another woman while he was the commander-in-chief of the United States. Of course, that's taking advantage.
Is he just as bad as Clinton?
Yes, he is. Yes, I
Perfect.
Agree.
But
Kennedy's not going to be president this year. Hillary Clinton will be in the White House.
Bill is not going to be president. I think you're a little bit mistaken. I think Hillary is.
No, you're right. He won't be, but he'll be living in the White House, and he'll be, I guess, what you say, the first man. We call her the first lady when she's a woman, so he'll
be
the
first
man.
So you'd rather have a first lady that... actually, talking about this, plagiarism. Since we're talking about first ladies, and I know somebody on your line, I actually got in touch with a certain school, Yale, and talked about plagiarism, and somebody quoted Yale on your radio show. So Yale was really interested in hearing that because speaking on behalf of Yale, Yale goes after whoever does that, and I showed him the recording of it. So I'm going to show you what plagiarism
is. Oh, you're talking about Joe in Meriden, Connecticut, who worked for Yale University. Is that what you're saying, Tom?
I'm not going to say that. I'm just telling you the information in which I'm telling you right now.
Okay. I hope
your name is in. I hope you're named in the lawsuit then, Tone, because we'll be seeing you.
Okay, that sounds good. You make sure of that. So, anyways, and it's not a lawsuit either from me. I never even said anything like that. But if you're going to talk about law and stuff, talk to Joe because he's supposedly the expert.
You just did.
Well, this is interesting. This is interesting, Tony. You're giving me a piece of information. We were talking about the President of the United States, and now we're talking about Yale University. But that's interesting.
Tony,
obviously you wanted to get that information out there somehow. So can you tell me a little bit about what happened here?
On what?
This Yale issue. I mean, you started another subject here, and I want to know a little bit about it, if you don't mind.
Sure, I'll explain it one more time. I asked Yale if anybody at their university has ever said anything anti-evolution. I explained that somebody quoted Yale University saying that they learned the information from them. They took the recording, listened to it, gave it out to staff to find out if any staff was part of it. From that part on, the investigation is now clearly in Yale, and I have nothing to do with it.
Okay. Oh, so what you're saying is that the conversation we had during our radio program on evolution, where I had an individual call in and say he was an employee of Yale at one time that had nothing to do with evolution, but he was making a comment on evolution, and he quoted Peabody Museum. You're saying that Yale is going to conduct an investigation concerning this individual, correct?
No, not correct.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
That individual is on the line tonight. So
okay.
And then you know that, Tone. You know that. Come on, we're not dumb. You're smart. You're very wise. So Joe from Meriden, obviously Yale is going to be investigating you. Do you have any comment?
Well, I think I already made my comment. I'll be happy to have them investigate me. I don't think what kind of fools they would be if they wouldn't investigate me. After all, that's where Skull and Bones is. That's where all the presidents come from. And I may know something that you guys don't. And I surely can't disseminate it on here.
Okay.
I don't know what that meant, but okay.
Well, it means the same thing. That's why Charlie's still in jail. Because we're relating everything that really doesn't matter. You know, we can go right down the line. We can relate frogs to humans and dogs to houses, and then we can justify it in our own ways.
I'm lost in the conversation, Joe, but okay.
Well, Tone, just re-listen to from the beginning of it, from when you came on, and you'll figure it out. You're a smart guy.
Man, I'm a smart guy. That's why I can't figure it out.
Well, Yale, well, really, Tone, I'm sure Joe's not scared of Yale. Yale is just a prestigious college name. And of course, and like Joe said, I'll say this as a radio show host, and I hope you forward this recording to them. Skull and Bones is a criminal, disgusting cult that has been behind a lot of major politicians around the country. And I'd really like Yale to investigate themselves for the sexual perversion and the rituals that happen during these Skull and Bones rituals where they rape women and make fake child sacrifices, mock child sacrifices on their campus. Would Yale be interested in discussing that live on the air with me? I have lots of documentation from well-published authors. Excuse me, Tom, let me finish, then you can butt in. I have lots of documentation and a lot of professors from other schools who would love to have this conversation with the investigators from Yale. So can you forward that to them?
Well,
go ahead, make your comment.
I don't think there is an investigator in Yale. That's not the way. What college did you go to?
What college did I go to?
Yes.
I went to Landmark Baptist Church, the Frontline Bible Institute, okay, in Stamford, Connecticut. Ohio, I'm sure you're writing this down. Ohio University, okay, and several other correspondent schools around the country. Yes, Ohio University. Yes, correct. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's a private school, I take it, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so if you plagiarized, who investigates that?
When you plagiarize, who investigates what? Investigates what?
Plagiarism. Who investigates plagiarism in college? You know, when you went through your orientation every year for college, who did they explain investigates plagiarism?
I don't remember anything of that being discussed with me. Can you educate me on that a little bit? Because I don't remember anyone talking about plagiarism.
Okay, when you got your degree, though, right? Did you get a bachelor's, associate's? What did you get?
Yes, associate's and bachelor's, yes. And I started pursuing a master's, however, I never completed it.
Okay, so when you got your bachelor's degree and you went through your English, right? And you had to
English 101, yes, all that, yes. I remember, yes.
Okay, so when you got done, what happens if you plagiarize? I mean, every single paper that you turn in, you have to get a check for plagiarism, correct?
No. What school are you talking about plagiarism? That's not a policy. Now, when you walk into a college, they don't play every single paper you turn in has to be overhauled plagiarism. What are you talking about?
Of course.
Educate me on this. I'm not understanding what you're saying. I'm not getting it.
What I'm saying is, hold on, you're making me sound crazy, but anybody who's ever gone to college knows exactly. I don't know how to describe it to you. I mean, you're a college student. You would understand this. You want me to go through the whole college orientation right now because you don't understand what plagiarism is?
No, I want you to explain to me plagiarism, meaning, as a college student, why is that so important to me?
Because
so you're telling me plagiarism, plagiarism basically the practices of for ensuring originality. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Is plagiarism?
Yes,
all plagiarism? No, I didn't look it up online. What you're trying to tell me is that every paper I turn in, every college professor is going to examine it for plagiarism to make sure that it's original. And that I'm not cheating?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? Or copying? Is that what you're saying?
You must not have gone to an accredited college, and that's what I mean about the education.
No, sir, I did go to
an
accredited college.
No,
I did. I'm not. I'll call Dr. Ventura is waiting for me to call if you want to go around and around with him. But
Why would I go ahead, Tone? Your guys' word. You don't even know what plagiarism is. And you're telling me you have a college degree
from Ohio. I know what plagiarism is. I'm asking you why you're making it such an important topic.
Because
not every college student who walks in and hands a paper to a professor is being examined for plagiarism. You know, when you hand in a paper to your professor, he's not going to say, I need to examine this paper to make sure it's not plagiarism, meaning that it's authentic and it's from you. No, that's not
Thank
true.
Thank you for proving
Come
you never
on.
Went to college. Thank you for proving you never went to college. That's exactly what they do.
I never went to college, Tone. Okay. So
that's
you
exactly
know me
what they
better
do.
Than
You're
yourself.
Making fun of it, but
that's
what
fine.
They do.
No, that's not what they do. Not every college professor does that. No, that's not true. That's
no,
not
accredited.
True. No. Not even accredited schools. No. You want to have a discussion on this
honestly,
in the future, I'll be more than happy to pull
honestly,
my college notes out. Where I can give you the score clip from, okay, where it does
Joseph,
not, okay? What?
Joseph, you called a sheriff's deputies sheriffs on the phone. You're
yes, I did.
By the way, speak. I hear it all the time.
Tone, you take a lot of time studying my shows. What is your goal and your point, Tone? What are you trying to do here? Tone, I've had 10,000 Latin kings try to kill me.
What's your point?
I've had 10,000 Latin kings try to kill me in the state of Connecticut. There's a book written about it when I worked for the government.
Oh, please.
You, Tone, are not going to
that
bring me
happened.
Down.
No, everybody on the show tries to build themselves up to sound bigger than what they are.
That never
None of
happened.
You guys have done
There's
anything.
Not a book written
and
about
Mike,
my
I
wife,
hope you don't have a pension from Yale.
His name isn't Mike, so get your note to the fact. You're telling me that never happened, that I never survived 2 murder attempts in my life?
I'm telling you that never happened.
You're telling me that I have a scar on my neck that's 6 inches long. I have a hole
again,
in my chest.
Again, let's get the phone number for your show, Tom. Let's get the
phone
number for your show, Tom. Let's
Tone,
get the phone number this time because we can't
Tone.
Find the show anywhere.
Tone, there's a book on Amazon.com right now called, you want me to send you a copy for free? There's a
I, would
I have
love
250 copies. Then I'll tell you what, off the air, you have my email. Email me. I won't give your personal information out because I can't do that according to Blog Talk bylaws. It doesn't matter. I have to tell you this because under Blog Talk bylaws, I cannot give your personal information out without your permission. However, what I will do is my email is joegibsonhishome@yahoo.com. I will send you a copy of my book signed about my life and how I did survive 2 murder attempts. And it did happen. Okay? It did.
Okay.
All right.
Regardless. Okay. You're a hero. Let's get back on the subject. Anyways, you were asking me about Yale University and plagiarizing. So anyways, they do an investigation. Is it criminal? Are they going to do criminal action? No, because there's no criminal thing against it. It's a civil action. So what they do is if anybody has a pension or has been an employee and speaks on behalf of Yale, you could just look it up on her website and it explains the whole detail, because if I quoted the Yale website, that would make me doing something wrong. So go ahead and research it.
It would? Really? Really? It would?
Yeah,
you can't quote the – you have no First Amendment right to look up something on the internet.
No wonder you're going for Hillary.
Whoa. Stop, geniuses. I can paraphrase. But I can't quote, because quote means an exact the exact words that they said. And I just said right now, I don't have a
website. I'll quote it. Give me the website. I'll quote it. I'll be happy to quote it for you.
Yale University. Just go on yale.org. It'll have it all.
Okay. I'd be happy to quote. I'd be happy
Not that
to
hard
quote
to find.
It for you. No, okay, Tone.
Yeah.
Well, Tone, I really hang on. I got Joe and Sebastian in Florida who wants to get in here on this call. So I need to get him in here.
I won't put down Joe. I you know what? I felt bad last saying that thing about the 75-year-old man. Dude, I really did feel bad about that one. I want him to know
Okay,
that.
Good. Okay, we respect that. But anyway, Joe and Sebastian, Florida. Hello, you're live on the air.
Okay. Well, good evening, everyone. Well, first of all, I want to get back. You started out a program with Hillary. And then I don't know how you get onto other things, but somebody else monopolizes a conversation. Then you got you and one other person monopolizes the whole time. You're talking about Yale, talking about 13 High Street. Joe up in Connecticut knows what 13 High Street
okay,
is.
Okay, just fix your dentures when you're talking.
I've been in there. Just shut up for a while. Keep your mouth shut. And act like a grown up. Well, with Hillary.
Go ahead, Tone. Let him speak. Tone, hey, listen, if I have to mute people, I will. I don't like doing that,
but it's Joe's turn right now.
What
I'm going to do pretty soon.
Joe's turn.
When Tone comes on, I'm going to shut off my phone. Okay?
Good.
There's no sense in. He monopolizes everything. But now, Hillary had lied 10 times to the FBI. Now, that is one piece of evidence that was there. Now, Tone and Hillary are both the same people. They talk, and nothing comes out but nonsense.
Your dentures
okay?
are slipping.
Oh, really? So,
Tone!
Okay.
Hang on, it's Joe's turn. Please.
Your brain is slipping.
It's Joe's turn. It's Joe's turn. I have to keep respect, and that's what Joe's talking about, really, is that we have to have respect for everyone else.
Yeah, I'm talking that when he comes on, there's no sense anybody else be on this vlog. You might as well just shut it down, turn it off, Do what you want to do, because there it is. But Hillary got a blood clot the other day when she fell. I don't know if some.
Interesting, Joe. That's it. I didn't hear nothing about that. What do you mean she fell and got a blood clot? I don't know nothing about that. Can you give us some inside information on that, please?
Well, where it was, I forgot, okay? Basically, I wasn't listening until I had heard that Hillary had a blood clot, and that's why she was talking on the air about her brain acting up that way. That's the reason for it. But, Joe, I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of this guy. He monopolizes the whole damn time on the air. He takes you around in a circle. What you say about being stabbed and knifed is exactly true. I live in the same town that you do, and I know about it. So, Joe, I'm sending it back to you. Go ahead.
Hey, Joe, you're a very polite caller. I like how you do that when you say, and then you say, I yield to you, because that's how the show is supposed to be handled. Tone is entitled to his opinion, and Joe, I know you do understand that. But Joe in Sebastian, Florida, he sended it back to me. I'll mute him. I hope he continues to listen, because I respect Joe's opinion, and I'm glad Tone did apologize for making fun of his age. However, we can't talk over each other. We're all entitled to our opinions, whether how absurd they are, and that's why Tone calls in, because he's given the floor. And when he talks, but he can't talk over other callers, because that's not right. I'm sure Tone agrees with me. But Sue has been waiting patiently. And we want to get to Sue. And Tone, I'm sure you'll have comments on Sue, but please don't interrupt her. Please. Sue, 713, I believe this is Sue. She moved to Texas. Sue, go ahead. I finally got you after all these weeks. I'm sorry for the delay, but I went on vacation. I know you called me while I was live on the air. I got a little upset. I apologize, but I don't like people calling me when I'm live on the air. But you probably didn't know. But go ahead. You're live, and the floor is yours.
I actually pulled up the wrong phone number. I pulled up your name instead of the radio show number. That's my apologies. That's
okay.
I hung up and called back.
That's okay. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. God bless you. Thank you.
I'm going to agree with your caller that just got off the phone. Tony has gotten to the point of being ridiculous. It makes your show not even worth calling in listening to. Because, you know, he may have apologized for what he said about him being an old man, but then while he's sitting there talking, he pops off the comment, your dentures are slipping. He's about the rudest person you have on your show. And I don't even care to be on here when he's on here. Because when you sit and you call people liars and you have no idea, obviously, when you sit and tell somebody that has lived through near-death experiences or attacks, murder attacks, and you call them liars, we're the very people defending his right to be an idiot that he claims to be. Because that's just what he's doing, is claiming to be an idiot with the things he comes on there and he says about your other guest. And it makes it not worth wanting to call into your show or listen to it. Because he's allowed to do it.
Thanks, Sue. I appreciate your opinion. It's noted. But you have a story to share, and we still have a lot of time left on the program. Are you willing to get into that story? Or do you want me to just
Tony,
keep the...
As long as Tony is muted, I am. But I'm not going to be off and dictate his little game with me. I'm not in the mood for him.
Okay, I agree. And Tone, I don't like muting people, so I will if they interrupt. Okay, Sue? So if anyone interrupts, and that goes for everyone. That goes for everyone. If they interrupt Sue during this story, I'll mute you. That's the platform of my show. I don't like muting people, but I want to give Sue the respect to tell her story. Whatever people say after that, that's your right. You can call her a nutcase. You can say you love her. You can do whatever. You know, that's your right. That's the radio program. I can't tell people what to say or how to say it. But Joe in Florida and Sue, you're right. We can't talk over each other because otherwise nothing gets accomplished. So I won't mute anybody, but the first time someone interrupts, I have to. But there'll be time at the end of the program for everyone to comment on the story, no matter what their comment is. So, Sue, hang on. I've got someone else real quick. This might be my other guest that I asked on, and I have to check in with them. But, Sue, hang on, and I'm going to connect area code 917. 917, go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, the bitch needs to shut her fucking mouth.
All right, okay. That was obviously I'm sorry. Apologize. That was one of my famous prank callers. Okay, that caller is muted. That caller is muted. So thank you for your comment, sir. I hope you find something else to do, but thank you. I'm glad I'm so popular. But anyway, Sue, the floor is yours. Everyone is silent right now. Go ahead, Sue.
I can give you many reasons as far as why Hillary Clinton should not be voted for. For one, I don't know if you're aware of the 50,000 people that are dead in the war, dubbed the Hillary's War, where she destroyed a whole nation. In Libya. That's another country. Now, if you want to know what she's done to the American soldiers, she has literally ordered the death of our American soldiers. The money, some of this money that's missing in Iraq, she had our American soldiers put in caskets and transfer the American currency to Iraqi banks, the money turned into dinars, and then the caskets delivered to the enemy house. Where my son took a dagger off of the building to prove they were being made to deliver this money to the enemy. That's part of the reason. Hillary Clinton campaign still today continues death threats. Not only do the death threats come in, but my internet service has now been shut down, and not from lack of paying bills, from speaking out. Like your caller who just called in and made their comments. I know that my phones are tapped. I don't care. I speak the truth. I don't care who believes or don't believe, such as Tony, because it is my life, my body with the scars on it, my son's body with the scars on it, so I know what's been done.
Where's your son serving now, Sue? Where is your son? Is he serving now actively?
My son is in the United States now.
No, is he serving? Is he serving in the military? Is he serving in the military, Sue?
He is not on active duty now. He is not on active duty officially. But, you know, I've not been on active duty either, but was documented as dead for over 20 years. Goes back to, if you want me to kind of start at the beginning, whether anyone believes it or not, this is the truth. When I was in high school, I wanted to go in the military because I couldn't afford to pay for college at that point in my life. So I enlisted to go into the military between my junior and senior year. Everything was activated. I got ready to go. On the way to Houston, they tell me, sorry, we can't let you go, but would never explain why. So then I waited from those years of high school till about 3 years after I got out of high school, actually four, and I enlisted again. I actually had two children at the time. But again, I wanted to better my life and better my kids' lives. So as my duty as an American, I enlisted to serve my country and also earn my right to go to college. So when I went into the military, I went into an area that required classified information, classified clearance, because I would be handling personnel files. I would be handling other material that you had to have security clearance to do that. Well, when they say security clearance, they don't just do a background check. They do a life check, a genealogy check. That goes back to as far back in time as they can take it. So they did that. So I go into basic training. While I'm in training, the sergeants come out and they start. I knew who my grandparents. Let me back up for a second. I knew who my grandparents. My parents were. My grandparents were. My great grandparents. How much further did I need to go back? That's three generations ahead of me. So I knew we had Native American blood in us, but when it was asked, you know, where do we fit into the Native American thing, according to my grandfather, that's something we don't talk about. Just leave it alone. Hey, okay. My grandpa said leave it alone. It was left alone. But when the security clearance is done, it brings up everything. Who you're related to, who you came from, what tribe you came from wherever it came from. So while I'm in training, the sergeants start making comments about having a Native princess among their ranks. Come on, speak up. Tell us who you are. No one spoke up. I didn't speak up. I didn't have a reason to think that I had a reason to speak up. Then they start talking about having royalty amongst the ranks. Well, I didn't speak up because I didn't think I had a reason to speak up. But different little things kept happening to where I got moved and an alarm was set. And when I jumped in the middle of the night after being moved from a bottom bunk to the top bunk that night, I jumped up when the alarm went off and ended up breaking my ankle and doing damage to my lower back when I hit. I still marched. I still did everything to perform my duty as a soldier. The only thing that I could not do, which I had already qualified in, was my run. So during this time of these injuries, I'm sent over to the hospital to have tests done. Only in one of the tests they want to do, they put me in a lead room with a lead door where a man comes in a full hazmat gear carrying a lead box. And on this lead box, it is clearly marked radioactive and hazardous waste. So, of course, I threw a fit. Oh, no, you ain't coming in here sticking that in me if you can't even touch the syringe. So they had a general come into that lead room and inform me that I would be blackballed, would never get to go to school, just had a whole list of things that would happen or not happen if I didn't allow them as government property to put that syringe into my arm. I had two children. I do think I told you that I had two children before I actually went and finally did go into the military. So all I could think about as a mother, knowing nothing good here is going to happen. I am in a lead room at this point. If anything happens to me, my children will receive my life insurance policy, and at least they'll get to go to college. So all I could do was just sit there with my arm and let them put this into me. I got very sick afterwards. It caused all kinds of health problems. It is also the very same toxic waste they put into warheads and shot out over the Persian Gulf that gave our soldiers the unknown disease. How do I know this? Because I've been diagnosed with everything that's listed under the unknown disease, except for that to a man. So I know what I'm talking about because I was sent to the post that they closed down when they sent those missiles over there, where they housed the toxic waste. I didn't know then, but I know today. Now, because I know today, and because after they sent that whole post to the Persian Gulf and dropped a missile into my desk and documented me as dead for over 20 years until my son popped up in the military. And then all of a sudden,
so wait a minute, you mean drop a missile? Okay, Sue, back up. You were supposed to be there and you weren't. That's what
correct.
You told me, remember?
Correct.
So you were supposed
correct.
To be there at working at your desk.
I was supposed to be. I was.
Yeah.
My whole post was sent to the Persian Gulf. The day before, I got the phone call that I was supposed to reattach with my unit because I'd just come off of active duty. I got a phone call that I was supposed to report back and go with my post, but I was pregnant. So I didn't go to the Persian Gulf. But there was a missile shot into headquarters company, and they claimed, oh my, world news, that the clerk was killed. That would have been me. I would have been the clerk of headquarters company that was there at the Persian Gulf, that was in that building that was hit by that missile. But I wasn't there. But then I was documented by the government as being dead for over 20 years. So then when I contacted my congressman after years of trying to get my medical records and not being able to get them, because doctors couldn't even figure out what was going on because we couldn't get my medical records.
So Sue, real quick, because I want to get to some callers. Where does all this stand now? Politicians, you said you contacted some politicians, and I want to contact them live on the air in the future.
I wish you would,
here.
Because when I contacted Congressman Brady's office, he put in a request for my medical record. He received a letter back claiming that the person that he was, whoever was requesting these records, was filing a fictitious claim because I was dead. So he had me come and meet him in his office in Orange County when he was congressman over Orange County. And I took my, all of everything, every piece of ID I had, birth certificate, everything. And he actually had a U.S. Marshal there. After we got through with our conversation, the man that was in the room, he introduced me to him. It's been so many years back now, I don't remember his name. I didn't think I had a reason to, because I actually thought Congressman Brady was going to do what he said he was going to do. But he had this U.S. Marshal there ready to arrest me for impersonating somebody that I wasn't. But yet, I was the person I said I was. So he told me he was going to further the inquiry to try to get more information and told me to look and see what I could find. Well, like I said, we're beyond 20 years now. I've been looking and trying and get nowhere. So I ended up having to go out to New York. New York was the last state I had been assigned to. So some of my records should have still been there in Buffalo where I was at.
Mm.
So I went into the Buffalo building, Buffalo Regional VA office there, requesting my medical records because everyone else had tried and no one else could get them. And when I went into the woman there at the desk and she went to pull it up, her eyes got real big because according to her records, I was dead.
Okay. All right. So technically today, according to the military, you're dead? Or do they know you're alive?
No. At this point, once she'd claimed that I was dead, I told her, well, if I'm supposed to be dead, then I'm the ghost of Christmas past and I'm here to haunt your ass. That's what I told her. Those were my exact words.
I have a question.
And I told her I wanted my records. So then they sent a representative for the VA office over to meet with me at the There's another VA office right there by St. Paul de Vincent's in Buffalo. And they, as I spoke, they wrote everything, typed everything I was speaking. And I guess I was no longer declared dead. And they put me on a VA pension. Because
okay,
of having
all right,
to
Sue.
Have
all right, Sue,
pension.
Hang on. Okay, Sue, hang on. I believe I got Joe back in Sebastian, Florida, who wants to maybe make a comment on your story real quick. And then I'll get to
okay.
Everyone else can jump in. Everyone else can jump in after that. So just let's keep it. Joe, did you have something else you want to add to the story here tonight?
No, I didn't. I'm listening to it because that's my area that I was working with the government in Saudi Arabia, Al-Khobar, and some of those other places. So
the only, supposedly the only missile that hit an American compound and it hit the headquarters building?
No, I don't know any buildings. All I know is the one building that got bombed over there. It was approximately a month and a half after I came back. That's all.
Thanks, Joe. I'm sorry. I thought maybe you might have had something else to add.
No. I'm listening to her. I'm listening to what she has to say.
Okay. All right. I'll mute you then, Joe. Sue, So you've told us the story. So let's go down the line here, and I'm checking also because I want my Black Lives Matter supporter to call in. I really wanted to go round and round with him. So far, he's blown. Maybe because Radio Jihad tonight has a show. I was checking, and maybe that's why he was unable. But I'm gonna try to get him booked for Thursday. But not to take away from Sue's story. Joe and Meriden, are you still there? All right, he's gone. Mike in Wisconsin, are you still there?
Still here.
Okay. And then I'll go down the line here. Mike, so far what Sue has said, what's your opinion on that? I mean, this is typical government bullshit, if you ask me. How they lie. I worked for the government. We know, even though Tone, I know he's still on the line, and I'll get to him. We know the government lied to me and set me up for murder. So I believe.
Somebody there is wondering, why would I put myself out there like this? Why would
I put myself out?
I'm going to explain it to you, okay? Let me explain it to you.
Okay, go ahead,
real
quick.
They took my land. They took my home. They sabotaged my truck. They have kidnapped my grandchildren trying to silence me. They have threatened my life. They have threatened my son's life. And I just received a threat against my daughter a few nights ago. I've been threatened by the Bush campaign. I've been threatened by the Clinton campaign. I was threatened just a couple of days ago that if I didn't shut my mouth, I'd be getting a visit from the Clinton trolls. Well, they shut my internet off, even though the bill is paid. And it wasn't actually my internet because, see, they forced me into being homeless by their attacks. Even though I have money to pay rent or a house note or a car payment, which, by the way, I do have a vehicle. It was never that I couldn't afford one. It was never like it was put out by Tony that I was a piece of trailer trash. That is not the case, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay, so I want to get to a couple callers here. I'm going to go right down the line. I'll go to this caller. This is possibly a new caller. Go ahead. I'm connecting you right now. The lines are getting pretty full here, so Sue. But go ahead. What's on your mind tonight? You're on Blog Talk Radio. Hello.
Hello. I'm fat bitch.
All right. Obviously, who are? What's going on here? This is how you get your kicks? Calling into my radio show, making an idiot out of yourself, because everyone really isn't impressed with you. Last four numbers of your phone is 5682. Do you have anything interesting to contribute, or you want me to just go ahead and hang up on you?
I hope this bitch just goes away for good.
All right. Okay. I'll go ahead and mute this caller. Obviously, the Sue, he doesn't like you. That's fine. A lot of people don't like me.
I'm not here for popularity.
And see, it's
content.
Not me this time.
Yeah.
I'm here
and,
to do what I have to do. I took an oath to serve and defend the women and children of this nation against terrorism, both foreign and domestic, and I will continue to my dying day. When they kidnap
my
grandchildren.
Okay, let's go with Meriden, Connecticut. Let's go with Meriden, Connecticut. I need to get him back on there. And I've got someone calling me on my line. Call into the show, for goodness sake. Don't call me on my phone number. Yes, go ahead. Tone, you've been waiting a while. Go ahead, Tone.
Thank you. Well, hearing Sue's story, honestly, Sue, I'm sarcastic, but in all honesty, the story, I just don't understand what the point of it. Why would the government choose you out of anybody to go after?
Because of my bloodline, because I told you they had to do a security clearance, and when they do the security clearances, they go back as far as time will take them.
Okay, and that's what I mean, Joseph. I think you might have Sue. I'm not trying to be mean, but I really think you might have a mental issue. That doesn't make any sense.
That's your option. If it wasn't true, Hillary Clinton wouldn't have had this information in emails that were released. This was part of the information that was considered above classified. They even
used
my last name at the time while I was in the military as one of their code names in one of the files. So I don't care what you think, Tony, okay?
No, I
don't
care
what
you
think. I know who I am. You are the one who don't know who I am. You are the one
who
obviously don't know
truth. Yes, I do. You moved the House of David from the East Coast to Texas. Are you there, Sue?
I am here.
Okay. Yeah, you're the person that moved the House of David to Texas, and you're poor.
No, this is where the house
crazy.
Of this descendant of the House of David was born. This is where I was born. This is my state. I'm not just a Texan. Texas is in my blood.
Yeah, I know. Everything's big in Texas. You in your mouth.
Well, wait till yours get shot.
Oh, so I had to do it, though.
All right. Let's get to okay, Tone. You did
but,
answer
Joseph,
a serious
no,
question,
serious,
and then
no.
it jumped off into an argument. So
I'm going to remain quiet.
I don't want to mute him. I don't care to hear from him. He makes a mockery of everyone that comes on your show. And if you're going to allow him to continue, then my phone call can be done. And anything else I say I'll simply
ultimatums.
No, Sue, hang on 1 second. No, I appreciate your opinion, Sue, but at the same time, I did say I did allow you to tell your story, but at the end, I have no control, really. I can't, I can't pick and choose who I want to censor. You're right, but I made sure no one interrupted you. I did keep my word. No one interrupted you, and you're right, and just like Joe in Florida, no one should be interrupted. Everyone should be able to say what they got to say and not be interrupted. But when, like the other callers do, who was obviously a prank caller, and background noise people.
He talks about people being inhumane and immoral and all the things he does. He is the one on your show throwing insults at people as they come onto your show to speak. He starts. While they're talking, he's sitting in the background making snoring sounds like he's sleeping or animal sounds. What's up with that? When do you have enough of it, Joseph? Because
you're right, Sue. And that's why I just yelled at somebody for background noise. You see, Sue, I've got 42 people on the phone. I don't know who's doing it, and that's the problem. I can't mute everyone because I don't. I want to give everyone a voice, but I don't know when someone's going to call in and call you a bitch. I don't know when someone's going to call in and call me an asshole.
With where I've been in my life, their words bother me?
No, I know that, Sue.
There's no word they can throw at me that bothers me.
I think the bitch is
out there.
You're right. Hang on. You see, that's what Sue's talking about. That's what Sue's talking about. I'm the host. I can talk over someone, but the other guest, background noise, everyone, please. Whoever's got the background noise, you got to stop, or I'm just going to mute everyone. That I can't stand. If you're driving down the road, Joe and Meriden, you are on. Yes.
Okay, I just want to know because I didn't know because I had to hang up before and called back. And the background noise could be me, but I put my phone on mute when I can. I'm sorry if it was me. And,
all right,
go
okay.
Right ahead.
Yeah, no, I understand. And that goes for anyone. Even if you're breathing into the phone, we can hear it. And Sue is absolutely right. We can't talk over each other. It's impossible, and especially when I have and I know I have a lot of supporters listening tonight. And people need to understand that there's a 4-second delay. So when I speak, you're carrying on talking, and you're going to listen to me 4 seconds later, and it talks over you. So when I get 2 or 3 other people doing it, it creates chaos. So I can understand the frustration of my supporters and the guests tonight. But
hey, Joe.
Sue, I apologize. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Just want to say one quick thing.
I really did enjoy her, what she's talked about, especially about the Clintons and, you know, their, you know, underground army or whatever you want to call them. I mean, I've known of it, but, you know, I'm not an expert on it like, you know, other people on the line here. And the show started out asking a question. If you're voting for Hillary, give me something that she has done that we could recognize to, you know, put a feather in her cap for. And, you know, I know Tom's voting for her, but he didn't say anything that that she actually did. And, you know, that's really what I'm looking for. Just tell me something that she did to improve the United States. And
okay, that's a good question. Tone, okay, all right, Mike, all right, you asked your question. All right, Tone, the question is pointed towards you now. So now you get your chance to respond. Give us something that improved our country. What could Hillary do in all the years she's been involved in the political arena, even with her husband?
Uh-huh.
What has Hillary done to improve our country? Can you give us one example?
No, not off the top of my head, I can't.
Oh, okay. All right. Honest answer.
No,
okay.
No kidding.
Hey, that's an honest answer. Hey, God bless you. Hey.
If you want, I could make a fictional story about a bloodline called the Da Vinci Code or Seuss story. I love fictional stories too, but I like to stick to fictional. I don't really know.
All right. Well, that's a knock at Sue and Tone. I know you and Sue hate each other, and you just like each other.
It's disrespectful.
Okay. I understand. But anyway, I asked Joe back on. So Joe from Meriden, because we have to start getting ready to wrap it up. And there was some comments made towards you and Yale University. So Joe, give us a couple closing thoughts, and I'll allow everyone a couple closing thoughts, and I'll let Sue get the last word tonight. So Joe, go ahead.
That was a very interesting story that Sue told. I'd like to hear the rest of it one day. And, you know, you have to pay attention to what people don't say, and more importantly, you have to pay attention to what they are saying. Now, as far as Tone commenting on where I've worked or where I didn't work and what he's done, he can do whatever he wants, and we'll handle it the way it needs to be handled. And that's the way that'll play out. But as far as what happened to Hillary, you know, it goes right along with Sue's story. This is the way our government operates. You know, she fell on a stair supposedly going on stage or whatever, and now she's got blood clots. Our government operates that way. Let's see if she makes it to be president or if suddenly becomes sick and ill or something. You never know. This isn't a conspiracy. These are facts, and that's the way that goes. And Tone made a comment when you were talking about those callers coming in. He said, it's not me this time. So I want to know what times he did it, and I also want to know the number of his show. I turn it back to everybody else.
All right. Now, Tone, go ahead. You got the floor for a couple minutes. Go ahead.
Yeah, to the janitor of Yale, I don't answer any of your questions when I said it, but I'll do it this time. When I said that it wasn't me this time, it meant making a sarcastic comment. And the other times that I made sarcastic comments were to idiots like you and to people that dentures are slipping or people that say that they're from the House of David and make up a crazy story that's a mixture of Da Vinci Code and collateral damage. It's just too much of nonsense. But I'm on this show just to give some shit, listen to what's going on. And honestly, Joe, you and I go to head to head. But that's the difference between somebody that's thick-skinned, somebody like Sue who's just thick, somebody who's old and grumpy, and somebody who has not done anything up in Connecticut. And that's where I stand on everything.
All right. Okay. All right, Tone. Hey, I gave everyone a chance. Mike, you get a shot, and then I'm going to go to Sue to wrap it up. Mike, go ahead.
All right. Well, the only thing I got to say is, you know, everyone is entitled to their opinion. And, you know, in Sue's story,
you know, it sounds so much like something our government would do. You know, I mean, the stories that you hear about when the government wants to get somebody or something, you know, terrible things happen. The thing about Tone is, you know, he talks about being intelligent and smart and everything, but all he does is insult people and, you know, throw junk at them. And, you know, we could have a conversation here without doing that. You know, we have enough people calling in and swearing and you know, being a joker. You know, we don't need a long time caller coming in doing that every week too. You know, so other than that,
no freedom,
you know,
of speech.
Yeah,
all
but
right.
You know, freedom of speech, that's fine, but when we're trying to have intelligent conversations, like you say you have, you know, there's no sense of calling people old or go poop in your diaper or now I'm talking to the janitor. You know, and nobody jumps on you until you start wagging your mouth and saying junk like that.
Move out of the country if you don't like freedom of speech, bitch.
That proves me right there.
Or just elect Hillary, one or the other.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Sue, you get the final minutes of the program. Like I've given Tone final minutes. I've given everyone final minutes. But tonight it's Sue. So, Sue, go ahead.
Well, there are over 500,000 children being held by CPS right now. All of this ties into connections with the Clinton campaign or foundation. It also has connections to Obama, as it had connections to every other presidential office there. All of this stuff has been proven. The records are there. They're lined up, waiting, trying to get into a grand jury. But with the corruption that is going on in our government right now, people are being silent. I'm not
background noise, people. Background noise, please, or I'll mute everybody. Please. Please. Show respect to Sue. Please. Go ahead, Sue. Sorry.
I'm not afraid to die, so their threats don't intimidate me. I know who I belong to. I know where my genealogy goes. I don't care who believes it. I don't care who don't. Like I said, that's not my job here. I do what I do for the people. I put my neck out on the line for the people. I speak out about these people for the people because I know what these people plan on doing to the people.
Okay, Sue.
That's why I do what I do. My grandson is dying. There's a cure out there. And because they have kidnapped him and holding him by state, and he was federally kidnapped, they're refusing him the medication that could have healed him. And his immune system is shutting down now. We have children, these are children of veterans of Native Americans that they're trying to silence from the truth. Taking away people's rights in the courts. If you know constitutional law, you know your civil rights. Since the issue of you calling into the sheriff's office was brought up, if you know constitutional law and your civil rights, the person who is supposed to be defending you, the public defenders, try having you declared insane. That's the one supposed to be defending you.
So true. All right, Tone. Come on. All right, Tone.
I'm sorry,
whoever's
I'm sorry,
laughing, please. All right, listen. I got to wrap up the show. But, Sue, thank you very much. Listen, Thursday night, everyone will be back live. Hopefully my Black Lives Matter individual comes on to the program and will have a very important debate and discussion with me. We had it on his show, and he promised he was going to come on my show. However, he has not thus far, maybe for a good reason. I don't know. Last night was my fault, so I'm going to open the door again for Thursday night for Black Lives Matter to come on to my show and tell me why they are not a terrorist organization. because I believe they are a terrorist organization. They are an organization that is disrupting and is creating violence around this country today, that is creating animosity between people. Tone talks about Donald Trump. Well, let's talk about Black Lives Matter. It is really dividing the country, running into restaurants, yelling at people in their face, standing in the middle of the highway, disrupting traffic, breaking up Donald Trump rallies, going in fighting with people, throwing bricks and rocks at people. That's not the right way to get your message across. And I'm sure we can all agree on that, one way or the other. I mean, if we're going to start the violence, if we're going to go to the violence way of things, then you know what? We're going to end up into a civil war, and you may as well kiss that flat screen TV goodbye and all that rock and roll or rap music you listen to. Kiss those iPhones goodbye and all the other little entertainments you have, your football games, your basketball games, because this country is going to go back to the Stone Age. We're going to destroy ourselves. So we all need to wake up. We need to find a way to speak to each other and find a, and even if it angers each other, we need to draw the line to come and convict each other of our own sins. That's why the Bible even discusses this. We convict each other. We need to convict those of their own sin, and even us within ourselves. We need to look in the mirror sometimes and say, hey, what are we doing wrong? You know, look, I'm not Plato. I'm not Gandhi. I'm not Martin Luther King. I can't get out there and save the world. But we do have a good show and a good platform with a lot of people listening. Whether or not we agree, whether or not we argue with each other, you know, it doesn't matter. We're getting the message out, okay? We are. And this is an off night, and I had a lot of people call in. I was a little worried in the beginning when I saw certain people not calling in. So, hey, Thursday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, let's get it on. I said, what, who was that? I think Mike's still online. Who was that, Morton Downey there? Let's get it on. Or was that him? Or we need to get the loudmouth speaker up there. Hey, everyone, God bless. Take care. And Sue, thank you for contributing tonight. That was pretty good, your story. I'm glad you finally got it out there. That's very important. And, hey, if you don't have nothing to do tonight, tune into the Captain Show. I'm going to try to get on there, too, tonight. We need to support each other on Blog Talk. Alternative media is where it matters. We've got to get the alternative media network growing.
Hey,
we have to.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead, Sue, real quick. I got 2 minutes, Sue. Go ahead.
They're making a claim, part of this with their hat, where they've shut my internet down, that somehow I've hacked into their lines playing music. That would be a lie. That would be totally incorrect. I'm not a computer whiz. I'm a computer dummy. That's not my era. But I do know how to get on one, and I know how to pull a page up and listen to music while I'm doing other things on the computer, which means they're tapped into my lines. I did not hack anybody's lines. So I hope whoever is out there in the Clinton campaign wanting to accuse me, it's a lie.
All right,
but
Sue,
my internet
I got 90
has
seconds.
Cut off.
Sue, they just gave me my warning, okay? Hey, thanks for calling in. Sue, I hope you tune in on Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern, and everyone else, too. God bless. Take care.
Councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
Oh,
believe that a lot of gun owners would agree with. AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.